Thank you, Mayor Suthers. I'd now like to recognize Judge John Girard from the District of Nebraska for a special tribute from the District of Nebraska for our late colleague, the Honorable Lori Smith Camp.
And thank you, Chief Judge Smith. Good morning, everyone. It is a privilege to accept the circuit's invitation to say a few words this morning to honor our departed colleague, Judge Lori Smith Camp. And to be sure, Judge Smith Camp was not the only beloved colleague that departed in 2020 and 2021, as Chief Judge Smith recognized yesterday. But there's this gaping hole that occurred in August and September of 2020 that needed to be addressed, and it is appropriate to look back and to remember and briefly address it at this Eighth Circuit Conference. First, of course, many of you in this room worked so hard to put together a fabulous Eighth Circuit Conference that was scheduled to occur August 5th, 6th, and 7th last year in Omaha, Nebraska. Unfortunately, COVID-19 had other plans for all of us. But make no mistake, everyone knew who the brainchild was of the 2020 Circuit Conference and how devastated she was when the conference was reluctantly canceled. Judge Smith Camp spearheaded the planning that was to bring Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg back to Nebraska to join lawyers and judges from throughout the Eighth Circuit to celebrate the centennial of the 19th Amendment. And at this unique conference, Judge Smith Camp had invited nationally acclaimed authors who would have traced the history of the women's suffrage movement, including the dramatic ratification of the 19th Amendment, and all of that would have provided context for Justice Ginsburg's discussion regarding her early landmark challenges to sex discrimination. Justice Ginsburg was scheduled to share her insights at a fireside chat with Judge Smith Camp and our own circuit judge, Jane Kelly. A number of featured speakers and courageous citizens who championed the cause of equal protection were scheduled for the panels. Among those speakers were Joe Levin of the Southern Poverty Law Center with his former client, Sharon Frontiero Cohen, who of course was also Ruth Bader Ginsburg's famous client. But the conference did not happen, maybe another day if someone takes up the cause. But then it was just a little more than a month later, on September 18 of 2020, the legal world was rocked when Justice Ginsburg passed from complications after her courageous battle with pancreatic cancer. And in character with Judge Smith Camp's promptness, that following Monday, on September 23, she did a very moving tribute to Justice Ginsburg for the Omaha Bar Association. And I will tell you, you can find that YouTube video on the Omaha Bar Association website, and it is well worth viewing. Her good friend, Judge Karen Schreier, described it as personal and thoughtful and reflective, and I could not agree more. Judge Smith Camp talked about the justices' cases, both as a litigant and a judge, and Judge Smith Camp's personal meetings and encounters with the justice. She talked about what a huge fan her six-year-old niece was of Justice Ginsburg and how Justice Ginsburg was literally a superhero to little girls, to women of all ages, including those the age of Judge Smith Camp, and how, in spite of her modest personality, Justice Ginsburg engaged in outreach and educating the public regarding the law and the Constitution because, as a judge, she felt it was her obligation to do so. And, of course, Lori taught others throughout that video tribute about Justice Ginsburg's landmark cases. Now, I saw Judge Smith Camp right after she had taped that session for the Bar Association on that Monday. She looked great, she felt great, and she was in good spirits. And it was less than 48 hours later that I received a call from the marshal that Judge Smith Camp uncharacteristically didn't show up for her hearings on that Wednesday, on the morning of September 23. And the legal world in Nebraska, in this circuit, was rocked again. Little did we know that many of the same descriptors for Justice Ginsburg would be utilized for our colleague and friend, Judge Lori Smith Camp. She was obviously a fabulous judge. She was a Stanford graduate, a Nebraska College of Law editor-in-chief, a distinguished career in the Nebraska Attorney General's office, and served many years in the AG's office with her friend and colleague, Judge Steve Graz. She was the first woman to serve on Nebraska's federal bench. I guess better late than never. And she was a model chief judge for the District of Nebraska for 7 years prior to taking senior status in December of 2018. But even acknowledging all that she accomplished professionally, that's not how many of us knew her. She was a woman of unbelievable grace, an unconditional friend, a hostess that put all of us to shame. For those of you who ever attended one of her backyard parties, and I know many of you in this room did, you know what I'm talking about. Her home and her backyard could have come out of Home and Gardens magazine, and she manicured every inch of it. She was a historian, a Willa Cather lover, an avid reader, and most of all, she was an individual that just plain had an interest in others, and it was never feigned. She took an interest in the lives of the other judges, of other court personnel, and especially her law clerks and her family and their families, which she considered her family. I remember a few years ago coming over to Omaha, and I saw Judge Smithcamp in the kitchen of her chambers, and she was there with her law clerk and his two young sons. And she brought me over, and she introduced me to those two young sons as one of her judge colleagues. And I could see the five-year-old son just staring at me quizzically, looking at me, and he didn't say anything. And it wasn't until a couple days later that I learned that he asked Judge Smithcamp, I didn't know boys could be judges too. Out of the mouths of babes, it truly was. But to that young boy and to the next generation, she personified what a judge should look like, what a judge should act like. So yes, it's been a while since the 19th Amendment has been ratified, but we're starting to get there. So Lori left us much too early, but I'm often reminded of what Benjamin Mays' quote about Dr. Martin Luther King said, "It isn't how long one lives, but how well." And Judge Smithcamp lived well. And this circuit and the state of Nebraska are all her beneficiaries. Chief, thank you for this opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Judge Girard, and I know I speak for many when I say thank you for your words. They were no doubt very heartfelt, and we all have experienced a great sadness in the loss of Judge Smithcamp and a number of other judges who we